Brethren Bearing Responsibilities, February 16, 1901. To my brethren who are bearing responsibilities, I have a most earnest desire that in every place the different lines of God's work shall be carried forward in accordance with His commands. I see trouble as high as mountains ahead for our people in the way in which some things are now being done, and especially in regard to the health food business. We shall have to meet very difficult problems of human invention, which will bring much perplexity. The Lord has instructed me that some of the foods now being made will have to be modified, and He has said that He has not confined to a few persons all the light on the best preparation of foods. He will give to many minds in different places tact and skill that will enable them to prepare health foods suitable for the country in which they live. God is the author of all wisdom, all intelligence, all talent. He has shown me that He will magnify His name by giving to many minds wisdom in the preparation of health foods. And when He does this, the manufacture of these foods is not to be looked upon as an infringement of the rights of those who are already manufacturing health foods, though the foods made by the different persons may in some respects be similar. God is going to take ordinary men and women and give them skill and understanding in the use of the fruits of the earth. He deals impartially with His workers. Not one is forgotten by Him. He will impress businessmen to establish industries for the sustenance of His people. Health foods are to be made that can be purchased by the poor. Last night I seemed to be speaking to our people, telling them that as Seventh-day Adventists, we must cultivate love, patience, and true courtesy. Jesus will strengthen the leaders of His people if they will learn of Him. God's people must strive to reach the very highest standard of excellence. Christ says, "Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Matthew 11, verse 29-30. By meekness the elders obtained a good report and were renowned in their generation. The meekness of the angels who minister to us is a marked evidence of their heavenly origin. They represent God Himself, who is full of goodness, mercy, and love, ever ready to encourage those who are striving to advance His work in the world. God's people must not misrepresent the angelic ministration by hasty, overbearing movements. Learning of Christ is a continual rest to the soul. The ambition to be like Christ is always profitable. My brother, the Lord has placed great honor on you, and He desires your moderation, forbearance, and patience to increase continually. Be willing, my brother, for those who are striving to cooperate with the Lord to make advancement. They are laborers together with the Lord, and He is helping and encouraging them. You hurt Christ in the person of His saints when you do as you did at College View. God wants the schoolwork to advance. He desires the school and the sanitarium at College View to stand in moral excellence and true dignity, doing their work for Him. The Lord is watching every branch of His work. He is the all and in all of the blessings which come to His workers. Those who have striven to carry forward the schoolwork at College View have met with many difficulties. When you took the stand you did with reference to the bakery, you worked against Christ. Unknowingly, you hurt yourself and your brethren. You placed your own impress, not the impress of God, on the action. If you would show greater respect for your brethren, this would return to you in a large revenue. The Lord desires to mold your life, your character, after the divine similitude. Those concerned in the matter of the College View bakery did not move wisely, and the way in which you handled the case hurt your influence. The combative spirit manifested by some of the brethren was all wrong. They were full of anger, especially one whose name I shall not mention. Much of self and little of Christ was shown. Had you revealed the tenderness of Christ, the matter could have been adjusted in a way that God could endorse. I was shown that God has given you skill and understanding. As freely as you have received are you to impart. A refusal to do this will bring loss instead of gain. The Lord has shown me that He will greatly appreciate your liberality in sharing His gifts with those who are seeking to advance His work. You have nothing that you have not received from God. You are to be a wise, merciful steward. You are to stand as the Lord's representative, revealing his love and forbearance. Let the workers in the Lord's cause press together, working in perfect harmony, placing all their faculties at God's disposal, to be used in demonstrating the power of his grace. Then God will be honored and glorified. God does not want the progress of his workers made difficult by the failure of one to act his part in bringing in unity and harmony. The Lord wants his people to stand far above all selfish interests. He wants them to conquer the temptations they meet. He calls for the communion of saints. He desires his workers to stand under his supervision. He will plane and polish the material for his temple, preparing each piece to fit closely to the other, so that the building will be perfect and complete, wanting nothing. Heaven is to begin on this earth. When the Lord's people are filled with meekness and tenderness, they will realize that his banner over them is love, and his fruit will be sweet to their taste. When they make a heaven below in which to prepare for heaven above, a different spirit will be brought into the work. Christ's instruction is so clear and simple that no one need make a mistake. How plain and forcible is the instruction given in the 7th chapter of Matthew? There is not a word that cannot be understood.